Dead and Hip Hop album review, finally. Logic, Under Pressure. But before we get into the review, make sure you go to deadandhiphop.com and go purchase one of these right here. See that right there? Those brand new t-shirts, man. We got the brand new design by yours truly, Modest Media, man. Shit's dope as hell. Make sure you support Dead and Hip Hop. Also, man, make sure you go and download the mobile app. The Dead and Hip Hop app is available for all BlackBerry users, all Android users, and all iOS users. Sorry, Windows Phone, upgrade your life. But back to Logic, Under Pressure. When I was listening to this, I was like, the first couple listens, I was like, okay, it's just another Logic, project, you know, because I guess my expectation level was so high just because I'm such a fan. Just like with Crit, like I love the album as well, but it didn't sit as high as some other projects. But after more listens, what I realized about the album was I feel like he took everything that he's done with every other mixtape and he was actually able to centralize and focus it. Because throughout all of the mixtapes, there's so many more bodies of work that you just get very little small bits and pieces of his life. But in this one, I felt like he gave you even more. And I think that's apparent by the track named Nikki, where now he's giving you his true addiction to nicotine. And how he was saying that even before nicotine, he was, addicted to Mary, you know, her cousin, Mary Jane, and how he used to sell that. And you trust me, I'm a Logic stan on the show, but he never said any of that in any of his other mixtapes. So that's what I truly got from this. Also, Growing Pains 3, like that track right there, how, like, first of all, let me say this, out of every Growing Pains he's done, I think that this one was the dopest, just from the beat, how he's really starting to really paint pictures where he's outside of his crib, you hear these guys, you know, here comes a drive-by, and then he just starts explaining that. And in that, he goes to sleep, and he's just like, I just wish my life was just so much better. Like listening to a TV, because people do that. You go to sleep, and you'll be listening to a TV, and all of a sudden, you're in that dream. And, you know, pretty much that's what he was saying, and how he wanted his family to be good, and then, you know, he wakes up, and he's back in hell. But my favorite track on this was Gang Related. Like, that beat, oh my God. Like, that when I was listening to this, you know, it's pretty soon, it's the fourth track on here, but it blew me away, you know what I'm saying? And I, like, when he came and he performed, he let us kind of preview the album, and he didn't even play that one. He just kind of told us about it, and we just went on. But when I heard it, I was just like, yo, like this was the dopest one on there for me. Buried Alive was also dope. Bounce was dope. Man, just this whole project was dope. It's 12 songs. You look at all of the other mixtapes, I remember we complained about it. He had like 24, 25 songs one time. Even though it's only 12 songs, like the length of every song is almost longer than anything else he's done. So in this album, even though it's shorter, he's giving you more per each song. So I truly love it, man. And if you like Logic, or if you never like Logic, you pretty much get his story again.
First time I started playing this album, I thought it was good. I didn't, you know, it sounded different than anything he's put out before, you know. So when you were kind of, you know, starting out, I was a little bit surprised by that, because when I was listening to it, it definitely sounds way more polished, and he sounds way more comfortable than he has been up to this point. The surprising thing for this album for me was how soulful it was, because I really didn't expect that. But it had a real soulful, mellow type sound to it. And, you know, it didn't really, you know, Bounce was, you know, had a little bit more of an uptick to it, but it didn't really pick up until Under Pressure. And then it went back to that soulful sound that it had. And then, of course, there were the moments that it had that was dark, like Gang Related, much like you, I love that track. But, you know, what I like about this album is that, you know, up to this point, you know, we've been with Logic from his second project. That was the first one that we reviewed on Dead and Hip Hop. And what I like about this is that we were able to actually witness him grow, you know, from that point to where he is now. And we've always heard Logic rap, and we always knew and acknowledged the fact that he could rap. But now it's like with this album, as he, you know, he signed the deal, you know, he's gained more and more exposure. now is him and his introduction to the world. And like you said, he's telling his story. He wants people to really understand and know who he is, because I think he's at that level of comfort right now in his life. You know, and he's taken a lot of the things that he's heard over the last 3 or 4 years, the positive things that we've said, the negative things that we said, and he's actually merged them all into one. And he, for me, when I'm listening to this album, it's like Logic knows who he is now. He knows the music that he wants to make and the way he wants it to sound. And this, he was like, look, those are mixtapes, this is the album, this is the way I want to construct them, this is the way I want to put it together, and this is the way I want it to sound. And that's what it sounds like to me. It's incredibly focused, and it's incredibly well thought out with how he wanted to tell the story from front to back, man. And I got to give him props for that. I think he definitely came to the table, and he put out a quality body of work.
You know what I want to add to that is the thing that I really noticed on this project was, well, I think overall, but I think it stood out more in this project, is he's never scared to kind of let you hear the influences that he's had. You know what I'm saying? Like with the whole Thalia thing, how he said, you know, he's recorded 1,700 songs, how, you know, it was over a year in the making of this album, but it only took 2 weeks to record. And then like how he was saying it was Tribe Called Quest, Outkast, and I think it was another album that was that was constantly being played, and you hear the Outkast influences. You hear No ID's Kanye West influence on the intro, and it's like he's never scared to just put it out there and put his own tweak to it. And I think that was big too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think he said this. He has respect for his contemporaries, and there are certain things that they do that influence him. And like you say, he's willing, he's comfortable with that. He doesn't care what anybody say or, you know, about those type of things or criticisms, if that's what you want to call it, when it comes to the music that he puts out. His focus is putting out dope music that his fans will like and that will appreciate and that will go out and support what he's done. You know, much like you, like I said before, I love gang-related. Growing Pains 3 was great. I love the way the intro to that song, with the way that came in. Under Pressure, probably my favorite track on here. You know, the way it starts out with the, you know, again, it was, you know, more of a turn-up song. And then it kind of mellowed out toward the end when he kind of went into the situations with his family, his mm-hmm. sister, his dad, you know, and his brother. His brother, you know. So again, I think just Logic really took his time with this. He had the idea of what he wanted to do, and he went in and he executed. And I got to give him props for that. I think it was a job well done.
The first thing that I've noticed throughout this whole album is like focus, like how focused he was putting this album together. And you know, I was hoping he was going to give me a little bit of the mixtape Logic as well as the songwriting Logic, which he did. I thought he did a good job. And like the third verse and Buried Alive, I was like, okay, this is mixtape Logic right here that's spitting. The second part of Soul Food, I was like, yeah, this is mixtape Logic right here. But like I said, the thing I also loved about it is that he was able to craft, you know, a full song and not give you just the whole mixtape Logic. He was able to give you, hey, this is my commercial album. I can show you I can make a good song. And I like how he touched on like his career struggles, his personal life struggles. Like you said, he didn't mention this that much on the mixtapes. He kind of brought that to the light with this one. So I was like, okay, that's dope. You notice on Under Pressure, he used the same drum break on Sing About Me off Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. If you listen to it again, when it goes to the second smoothed out part, he brought the drum break from Sing About Me. It was just like you. That was my favorite song on there, because like he touched on, I mean, Under Pressure. It's just like his financial troubles with him and his family members and stuff like that. And then I like the second smoothed out part where I was like, hey, that's the drum break from Sing About Me off Kendrick Lamar. At first, when I first listened to this, like the first Soul Food, okay, that was good. Buried Alive, that was good. What's that? I'm Gone, that was good. And then for some reason at first, I was like, damn, this album didn't really pick up to me till when it got to Bounce. So like when I heard Bounce, I was like, okay, it bounced, then it went to Growing Pains, and then what was the next one?
Never Enough.
Yeah, Never Enough, Metropolis, yeah, Nicki. I thought the second half was really like the pickup part for me. But then the more I listened to it, I was like, okay, yeah, Soul Food is dope as hell. Like, that was real good. Overall, I thought this was a really solid album. I thought, like I said, focus, he really sounded really focused, and he really sounded like he wanted to put the album that he wanted to put together. And it's sound very great. And it was short, 12 tracks. I'm glad that you was able to show that you can actually put together songs as well, a good song structure album, as well as your the mixtape logic that I've grown to love when I became a fan of you. So this project was good. I liked it.
I thought this was a great project. He had a couple lines that really stuck out in my head. I mean, of course, he's a spitter, but you know, when he said, I'm not defined by my sales in my first week, the only way I can fail is in my first week. Yeah. That's something I've always appreciated about Logic. Like, even the project that I didn't really get fully behind, it wasn't because he had whack verses. Like, he's never put out a whack verse. The project that I didn't really care for was just the songs didn't really grab my attention. This project, from the fucking intro into Soul Food into I'm Gone, by the time I hit number 4, I was sold, because Gang Related was definitely my favorite track. Because the thing about Logic is one of those dudes that he has a lot of different flows, and he can switch up his flow depending on the song, depending on the beat, and depending on the mood. And that, to me, is a sign of a dope rapper. When you hear somebody else, you're not going to say, well, that's a Logic flow. But when Logic spits, it's like he puts like 13 different flows into his song, and I can appreciate that coming from someone that really likes lyrics. The thing about this project, I feel like Logic has not quite, yet at least, has not quite carved his niche out. Like, he has not exactly defined what route he's going in just yet. But I think that this project is a huge step in that direction. I can dare to say that this is one of the best major label debut albums that I've heard in a long time. He still has that Drake feel to me, and that's not a detriment, that's just an observation. You know, he's like a great mixture between like Drake and Kendrick. He has that kind of area. So I feel like he can appeal to both of those groups. You know, he reminds me of Drake in that he has a really good ear for melody. Like, he can really make a song, even if it's not an overly soulful beat, he can make it into a cohesive and kind of like heartfelt type of jam. And he reminds me of Kendrick because when you listen to one of his tracks, you can tell that he's not just getting a beat and just writing some shit over it. Like, he's really composing a track. Like, he's really taking care to say, okay, this is how I want this flow to go. And then when it gets to this part, this is how I want this to go. He really showed how good of a songwriter he is on this album. And like Ken said, I can't think of any tracks that I did not like. There were songs that I liked maybe less than others, but there was not a track where I'm just like, this is whack, skip. Nikki was actually one of my favorite tracks next to Gang Related. Just because when I was listening to it, I caught the Mary part, but I was like, what the fuck is Nikki though? What's Nikki? And when he finally got to it and he said nicotine, I was like, okay, that's actually pretty fucking clever. You know, like, I think that he really, like I said, he really just took his time to compose a really, really solid album. And another line that stuck in my head was, I believe this was in the intro, where he said, he's singing that shit, he says, I just want to make these music lovers remember again. And when I first heard that, I just wasn't really paying that much attention to it, but then when I really thought about the line, it's like, he wants to make music lovers remember what it feels like to actually hear an album and be into it, like be impressed by the musicality of it. And I think that that's dope, because for someone that's his age and for someone that has as few projects as he has to have gotten signed this fast, the fact that he's saying something like that, like, I want you to not just see me as a fly-by-night hit and run rapper, I want you to really listen to this album and be taken aback and think like, okay, this is what it feels like to really hear music. And I think he did a great job with that. Like, even someone that's a professional hater like myself, I can't really say that there's really that much for me to pick apart on this project. You know, the only thing I can really say is the fact that, like I said, he's a really good combination of Drake and Kendrick, but that's not a detriment to him as a rapper. That's just, like Fipo said, showing his influences. And I have no issue with that. So I think as far as debut albums go, he hit this shit out the fucking ballpark all the way up until the end. Under Pressure was probably my third favorite track. Even though that shit was like almost 10 minutes long, it doesn't feel that way because he's really taking you somewhere. And then till the end, he just sealed it. He fucking sealed it perfectly.
You know, going back to something that Mike said in terms of the track Nikki, the reason why I said that in the review was because, again, me being a stan, I listen to everything. I never knew that. And I remember the first time when we met him.
When we, he was trying to quit.
Exactly. And he was smoking. I looked and I'm like, well, I didn't know you did that. You know what I'm saying? It just with Logic and Crit, like y'all already know I'm stans. I feel like I know them. And when he started smoking, I'm like, well, you never rapped about that shit before. You know, I didn't even know. But that I just think that that's dope for people that don't know that, that now you know that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, again, giving you more him. I just want to see now where he goes from here in terms of just expanding his musical contacts and all of that. Because I went and I counted every single feature out of every project that he's had. He has 11 features total. You know what I'm saying? No, I just wanted to see, because this whole album was just him. It was no features. It was only him. So I'm like, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, it's no features.
You didn't notice that?
Yeah, it's
deluxe.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, but the album itself is no features. So I'm like, damn, like when are you gonna start incorporating other people and other vibes and stuff like that? So that's the thing that I'm most interested in now to see, now that he's gotten all of these mixtapes out, now that he has his first album and it's his, and now he's shown everybody. The you know, with all the exposure that he's gotten from the BET Cypher, you know, from being able to tour overseas and everything, now it's kind of like, okay, now I want to hear you go with your brethren. How you say that word?
Brethren.
Yeah, brethren. You know what I'm saying? Like you always say that, and you're influenced by all these people. Now I want to hear you with them and against them on these tracks, because obviously you can do it by yourself. And I know that now, and I think everybody else should know that. But now I want to hear with everybody else. So that's my only thing, you know, and that's like for future projects. Because this right here, this was dope, man. Go support Logic. And go check out everything else, because everything else I think is dope too.
I think it's great seeing Logic's success story. He told his story, the story that he wanted to tell, you know, and you know, he did it his way, man. And this is, I don't know, man. I'm curious, much like you, to see where he goes from here. Like you said, I think he hasn't really carved out a lot of his niche just yet, but I think he's well on his way to finding out what that is. And I think where he's at right now is a good starting point. So, dope album. There's not a track on here that I didn't like, and everybody should definitely go out and support and buy this album.
Great debut. Glad you didn't have no features. You want to let the people know your story, know Logic himself, the MC. Glad you didn't dumb down your lyrics either for some of the, like, let me see, commercial sounding beats, because Six did his thing. I thought the production, that's one thing I didn't speak on, was the production. I thought the production was really good. It was very commercial. I can hear this on radio or whatever, or mainstream, but he didn't dumb down his lyrics to appeal to that mainstream. So that's one thing I forgot to mention that I appreciate for him. But overall, I like this project. 12 tracks, kept it nice and short. I love it. Yeah, support it. Go cop Logic Under Pressure.
As a debut project, Logic really made himself out to be a rapper to contend with. I definitely think he made tracks when we play on the radio, but I feel like he also has that appeal to, like, you know, hip hop heads. So I think Logic is in a good area right now. He's in a good place right now. So if he keeps this up, if he keeps that mentality of, you know, only way I can fail in my mind is if my verse weak. I feel like if he really keeps that focus, which I'm sure he will, He'll do great things, man. So I don't really know what to say about this project. I think it's great. I think this is a major label debut that can really do some serious work, can hopefully turn heads. And yeah, Logic, I love you. P.O.P.
Hold it down. Hold it
down. I'm legally blind.
So you can't see.